McCarthy Insurance Group, serving the community for over 70 years. For home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance, log on to mig.ie or free phone 1-800-50-1111. Probably your best call in 2024. Charles McCarthy Insurance is trading as McCarthy Insurance Group is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Hi, Niall. Let me just get out of this. A little bit more saucy, I think. Hi, Niall. I need help. I found messages on my husband's phone. The sexy kind. They are to a woman we met on holiday 2 years ago. She lives in the UK. The messages consisted of detailed sexual activities. There were no plans to meet up, just sexy talk. I confronted him, and he said he was sorry and that there was nothing else to it. He let me look through his laptop and the rest of his phone. He said that since we have been married 17 years, he finds himself fantasizing about other women, but that he would never cheat or do anything in real life. It's just a fantasy, he said. We haven't had sex in 18 months now. I know that isn't great, but to be honest, I haven't wanted to. I'm not excited by him either. I don't know what to think. I don't think he cheated, but what is this? Is it betrayal? A friend of mine said to turn a blind eye. The important thing is, I can trust him in general. What does that even mean? What should I do? I hate to say this, but frankly, I'm not bothered separating. Please help. Help. Love your podcast. Now, is sexting cheating? Now, she doesn't seem to give a shit anyway. The fact that she hasn't had sex with him in 18 months and she doesn't find him exciting really and truly gives me the reason as to probably why he was doing it in the first place. But in saying that, he should have just said it to her, listen, me and you are not working out. I'm going to go off and find somebody else. He's still cheating. Whether they're having sex or intimacy, you know, he's cheating. If you're in a relationship and there's no intimacy anymore and you want intimacy, well, then you shouldn't be in the relationship. It's as simple as that, really, isn't it? But let's get on to the sex texting, so to speak. In general, her circumstances seem unusual and the fact that she doesn't care. In general, do you think that sex texting is a form of cheating and infidelity? Jane, a female perspective on this, please, if you don't mind, would be interesting.
I do, yes.
Okay, so if you found your other half's phone and he was sex testing some random woman in America or somewhere like that, right? So it's just someone that he's never probably going to meet.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be game over?
I mean, yeah, no, I'd be very surprised.
Oh. I know you'd be very surprised, but would it be game over?
Yeah, definitely.
Would that? So you consider it the same as cheating?
No, well, it's a lazy form of cheating.
You might as well just go and do it like.
There's absolutely no effort involved. No, yeah, definitely. Well, what would you think? I think you'd feel the same.
But if he kind of said to you, look, Jane, it's just a fantasy, Jay, and I just kind of get off on it a little bit. It's not a big deal. You know, me and you, we're still concrete. We're solid. You know, we're good.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a little fantasy on the side.
Oh, that's okay then. That's grand. No, I'd say no. That's a real person. And fantasies are for inside the head, not for outside conversation.
Okay, but then are we saying then that, say, looking at porn, if you found he was looking at porn?
I just had this conversation with someone recently about OnlyFans. And they were saying it's ridiculous because you have to pay for it. And I kind of made a comment. The only reason you wouldn't be on OnlyFans is because you have to pay. But if it was suddenly free tomorrow, you'd look. And they were like, yeah, I would.
Right.
So anyway,
Is porn cheating? Is looking at porn cheating?
I don't think so. Because then I think 100% of people are cheating.
Texting?
Because there's a real person responding to you in
real
time.
There's a real person in the porn movie, too.
Yeah, but
you just don't know them.
They don't know you exist. I think OnlyFans is too far.
You think that's cheating as well?
I think there's a personal relationship between that person and
paying a fiver a month or whatever it is, or 10 a month.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, of course. You don't want to be thinking that there's a real person. You know, that's a relationship. Maybe it's a pathetic kind of relationship.
It is a pathetic relationship.
But it is there's two people involved and there's an exchange. Whereas I think the whole porn thing, it's a one-way thing.
So it's the money changing hands.
Not the money. It's the request, the honouring the request. That's what I think men get out of it. It's like it feels more intimate than porn. And they don't feel as maybe lonely.
Mm. And like, do you think if he's sex texting, he's lonely? And like in this particular case, you've seen the email, obviously, because you printed it out for me. The fact that, you know, he says he hasn't had sex, or she said, we haven't had sex in 18 months, because she's not excited by him.
Mm-hmm.
That's a kind of recipe for disaster, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, she definitely deserves it.
She deserves it.
I don't mean that, but that's what you're implying.
It's not
you're
what like, I'm well, inferring.
You didn't
no,
put
I
out.
Said, you I did. Said, look, if he's with her and they're not having sex or intimacy
that's a
anymore,
I think that's a ridiculous comment.
Well, then he should have just said to her, listen, me and you should split up.
He should have said that. Yeah, that's the only thing that should have happened.
Yeah.
That's it.
So he should just split up with her rather than going and cheating on her.
Yeah.
Because, but that's if you're inferring this is cheating.
I think it is. I think it's a version of it. It's infidelity. It's definitely. Yeah.
So in other words, the thought is there to cheat.
No, the action. Yeah, in other words, action.
Yeah, in
action.
Other words, if the person he was sex texting, the fact that she's in England and maybe unreachable to some degree, if she lived around the corner, most likely he'd be meeting.
I think that's maybe how he justified it in his head. He thought, oh, it doesn't matter. She's like, you know, she's far away. This is just a bit of, because I don't know, would he have done it if she was down the road?
Yeah, she's not 1,000, she's only in the UK, it's a couple of hundred miles actually, isn't it? Really?
€20, Ryanair.
Yeah, have it all worked out. What's the shortest distance between Ireland and England? Ireland and the UK?
Dublin, Liverpool? I was just there.
No, I think it's up north, isn't it? Between Scotland and Northern Ireland. Oh. I think they do a swim every year.
Really?
I think it's 22 miles.
Wow. Okay, I didn't know that.
So. Somebody correct me now. You're going to check it, aren't you? You're going to Google it.
I'd do that as a producer, but I'm just going to let that hang. And if the listeners want to know, they can look it up themselves.
I think...
text in. Actually, just text us.
I think the shortest distance between Ireland and the UK, including Northern Ireland, obviously, mm-hmm. talking about the Ireland of Ireland and the UK, would be, mainland UK, would be, I think it's 22 miles.
Okay.
It's the shortest distance.
Martin, if you're listening, text... text in the answer.
Martin will text in. All right, listen, that's a guess, by the way. I probably could be wrong. Okay, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. So is sex texting cheating? Let me know what you think. Is it cheating?
Yo.
All right, let's go to Cormac first. Cormac, hi, how are you?
I'm very good, man. Good evening.
Good evening to you. Cormac, is sex texting, which is a very new form of kind of texting or cheating or sexting, whatever you want to call it, is it cheating?
I don't think it is, no.
You don't think so?
I think I think it's an impulse response to teasing messages on the web, whereby guys late at night might respond at such time as they think they find out they have to pay to go further with it. So I don't think it is. I think it's just a
fantasy of some description.
Yeah, it's a fantasy. I don't think it has any impact on fidelity whatsoever.
But surely if you're thinking about it and you're fantasizing over having sex with a complete stranger, surely then that's not a good sign in your marriage, is it?
Well, I'm not sure it's a bad sign in your marriage. I mean, once you don't commit infidelity... there's no harm in having a fantasy, is there?
But it is a real person. It's not like, you know, I mentioned porn a few minutes ago to Jane. You know, they're random people. You've no idea who they are. That's just a video. Because if we suggested for a minute that porn was cheating, well, then we need to stop watching television altogether, because then lovemaking scenes would be cheating. But this is two people who are talking directly and interacting with each other.
Yeah, but I mean, you know... If people think that men and women don't have fantasies, and they might express that through stupid text messages on the internet, then they're living in cloud cuckoo land.
Mm.
There's nothing to do with fidelity. It's simply a teasing situation that...
it's a bit more than teasing, isn't it? You know, when you're actually directly talking to somebody else, telling them what you want to do to them, and they're telling you what they want to do to you.
If you know that person, and if you have a relationship with that person, I agree with you totally. But if it's something that's just ad hoc, that appears on the web and somebody responds to it, that's a different situation. But if they know the person, I certainly agree with you, that is an issue.
Mm. So let's say it's some complete stranger in America or, I don't know, Australia or... there's no possibility you're ever going to see them or meet them or whatever. And, you know, and you're chatting to them every now and again, just randomly once a month or so. And you're saying, Jays, I'd love to do this to you. And she's saying, oh, I'd love you to do this to me. And she says, here's a picture of me boobs, by the way. And, oh, yeah, here's a picture of me penis. I mean, so, and then that's it. Then it just stops. And is that cheating?
I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't concur with that level of intimacy on the web. If that was happening and they were sending photographs of intimate parts, I'd certainly agree with you. But if they were just teasing one another and having a bit of fun, I don't see anything wrong with it. But certainly the description you've just given, I would certainly have a problem with it.
Mm. Okay, well, stay there for a second. Just to mention as well, by the way, Kelly Harrington has just got the gold medal for Ireland.
Oh, brilliant.
Congratulations to Kelly Harrington. Two in a row.
Brilliant.
There you go.
The reason I'd like to make a comment on your earlier debate, if I might, just for a few seconds.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, come.
I'm beginning to think that Kevin is the only one on the national airwaves that's talking absolute sense.
Who? Martin, you mean?
We had a woman.
Martin.
We had a woman on saying to him, how do you know the police don't know you're up to wrong? Now, this is a typical victim of woke thinking and woke politics. She actually thinks that the police have a right to stop you if they don't think you've done anything wrong. That's how perverted the world has become with woke politics.
Okay.
Now, I listened to the Taoiseach today about the troubles in Northern Ireland and the UK.
Mm.
And it staggers me that politicians in this country do not realise that nothing was ever achieved in the free world without violence. Now, what we have in Northern Ireland and the UK at the moment is violence because people who have a legitimate grief are not being listened to.
I do agree with you. Very little has been achieved in the world without violence. But unfortunately, that is true. But nobody wants to see violence, Cormac.
No, nobody wants to see it. And the reason you have violence is politicians will not respond to legitimate complaints from groups of people who they simply label as ignorant, thick and right wing.
Okay, that's it. Let's do it another night, Cormac, because we're kind of deterring and deferring from the topic at hand, right? So thank you very much indeed for your opinions on that, and I appreciate it. We'll come back to it again, I promise. Let me go to Jessica. Okay. Jessica, hi, how are you?
Hiya.
Hey, dude, you heard Cormac there, he's still there, but he says, no, it's just a fantasy, you know? I'm looking at some of the text coming in, somebody says, that man is wrong, it's very real, he's delusional.
So why not share that fantasy with your partner? Like, if you feel like the spice or whatever is out of your relationship or marriage, wouldn't you not think, oh, maybe I should bring this up to my partner, see if this can improve things? Because I know for a fact, if I caught Kira in the act, be it virtual or in real life, I will personally pack up and she can get out.
Mm.
She can get lost for all I care. I'd be done with her.
But Jessica, Kira would say, oh, but look, Jessica, she's 6,000 miles away. I don't even know her.
It's not even her real name.
It's just a nickname she uses online. Tall, hot, blonde.
I don't care if it's six doors down the road or 6,000 miles or six continents away. It's cheating. It's still kind of... It's not right on your partner. You either love them or you don't. You share everything with them or you don't. The only person that's meant to see any part of you naked is your partner. The only person you're meant to be speaking dirty things to is your partner. End of. And when it comes to the whole
who determined that?
It's about being a decent human to your partner. Unless you're one of those weirdos.
You made a statement that the only person you're supposed to be talking to is your partner. Who determined that?
In a sexual way, she meant.
Person you should be speaking dirty to is your partner.
Well, who determined that? You're assuming that you're right.
If you really loved them, you wouldn't be speaking to a stranger saying, like, oh, let's do this,
that, and the
other.
Who says that?
If you really actually cared about them.
How do you know the person who is engaging in this practice doesn't love their partner? You're making a gross assumption.
They really don't have any respect.
No, it's a woke assumption. No, you're making a woke assumption. We're all to fall into uniformity.
No, I don't think Jessica's woke, in fairness.
It's woke to have respect for your partner. Oh, sweet Jesus.
How can you determine whether someone has respect for their partner? You don't know because whether anybody has respect for their partner.
If you're speaking in a certain sexual language to a stranger, be it online, in person, whatever.
No, you're speaking now.
Carmen, to be fair to Jessica, if I went online tonight to a complete stranger, it doesn't matter if they're using a nickname or whatever it is in another part of the world, and I said, I'd like to give it to you up a wall or in a shower or whatever, I'd like to do this to you or whatever, I would be disrespecting my own wife. It doesn't matter.
I'm not saying that that's right. Karen
would put me through the wall.
It doesn't mean that you don't love your partner. What sort of an assumption is that to make because somebody does that?
If you really love them, you wouldn't do something like that because that's betrayal.
That's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous.
If I know Kira did that to me, I'd be heartbroken. I'd say, do you really think that little of me that you would cheat?
That's a complete...
Have you ever cheated on anyone, Corbin?
...of human behaviour. It's a complete woke control attitude. People can do what they like. Oh, it doesn't mean
you can't do what you like. Cormac, hold on. If you're in a relationship or you're married to somebody, you can't just do what you like. You have to consider the other person and have respect for them. You can't just do what you like.
But who determines, who says that if you engage in a text with somebody on a far continent having a bit of fun or getting a bit of a rise... Who is this woman to say that they don't love their partner? That is a leap too far. It's a judgment.
Okay. Well, let Jessica answer that. Sorry, go ahead, Jessica. It's a leap too far.
It's a judgment.
I feel like I'm just going around in circles with you, Cormac. I feel like I'm going around in circles with you because I cannot explain any more in any more basic English how it is disrespectful to your partner, be it in real life, virtual. It's not right. I don't know
Listen,
how many
everybody
other
in
say
life.
This to you.
I tell you who says it. Common decency says it, Cormac.
I know by you you're a lovely person, and don't get me wrong, but you fail to recognize the human condition. All people have fantasies, and sometimes they express those fantasies.
What's wrong with sharing
strangers
fantasies with your partner?
Maybe their partner is not up to sharing those fantasies.
Well then, if you're with a partner who's not up to sharing your fantasies, well then maybe you shouldn't be with them.
No, I don't agree with you because love is an entirely different thing to a fantasy, Niall.
Can you give me an example of exactly what you're talking about when we talk about a fantasy? Is it a certain sexual position? Is it things that you would like to do but you'd be afraid to ask your partner to do? Well, I mean, what are you referring to when you're talking about these fantasies?
I'm saying that some people, if they're obscure, unidentified, liaising with a stranger in a far continent who they've never seen, can express weird fantasies that they might have had throughout their lives that they'd be embarrassed to do with their partner and wouldn't want their partner to know that they'd like to have those fantasies for fear it would interfere with their relationship.
Sorry, Jessica.
Porn then and have a wank. I don't know how much
No. That's your rationalization because you can't answer the point I'm making. You're giving me an alternative, which in my opinion is worse.
Isn't cheating. You're still... Pardon my language now, but I'm getting very annoyed on right now.
Do you think that masturbating with the image of another person in mind is better than sending a few simple texts to somebody you've ever met? Is that what you're saying to me?
Yes, because the messages is one-on-one contact.
If you're masturbating, you're masturbating with somebody else.
Tell me.
Remember Bill Clinton.
With a cigar in the Oval Office.
You've just contradicted yourself. You've said that you can masturbate with another person and that is not being...
Okay, well, hold on. Somebody just texted and said, he's kind of right. All people do have fantasies. But you should keep them to yourself unless it's between you and your partner.
Well, is masturbation keeping it to yourself when you're imagining somebody else and you're actually reaching an orgasm?
So what? Okay, so let's use examples here. So let's say you have a fantasy, you want to tie up your partner. Right? Well, okay, let's say you have a fantasy that you want to tie her up and do something to her, right? But you're embarrassed to share that with your partner.
No, that's getting very extreme.
I'm just saying. I'm using an example, Cormac. But you're embarrassed to say that to your partner in case she thinks you're a weirdo, right? So you decide that you go online, some random user called Tall Hot Blonde is over in Australia or somewhere, and she's happy to talk to you about being tied up. And you think that's okay then, is it?
Well, it's better than masturbating and with the image of another person in your mind, because you're actually climaxing in that situation. You're only having a bit of fun when you're texting.
Right, sorry, yeah, okay, well, hang on, Jessica. Sorry, Jessica, go ahead.
I'll give you an example, right? So my feel like
it's okay for it. It's okay to masturbate.
No, we know that, Cormac. Now Jessica finished what she says. I'm getting uncomfortable every time you mention that word. Go on.
This is what the world has come to, woke.
I hate the word masturbate. Go on, sorry, Jessica, go ahead.
We're all friends here, right? So I'll be honest with you. My preference is redheads. I like a bit of slime. Like, now, Kira would never dye her hair because her hair's thin, it would go brittle. And I wouldn't force her to change anything about her because I love her the way she is. But I'm not going to go online and start looking for redheads to text just so I can get my kicks when there's a collection for me to look at online where I don't have to make one-on-one communication. So
well, it's okay for her to masturbate.
How does that work?
It's okay. Listen to yourself. So it's okay for her to masturbate with another image in her mind, is it?
Well, yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Contact. I'm not making one-on-one contact with anyone else.
Listen, when you're masturbating, you're making...
Do you have to keep using the word over and over again?
It's Let me put this in simple English for you, because I feel like there's a brain cell that's not connecting. Porn is entertainment. Porn is entertainment, and even beyond that, it's a one-on-one connection. It's disrespectful to your partner, and it is considered cheating.
It is different to porn, Cormac. You know, you're not like in porn, you can't give the person an instruction. There is no connection between you and the actors on the screen, right? They're just doing what they're doing. You're just an observer, right? But if you're texting somebody else, it is intimate between you and them.
And you're going out of your way to make communication with that person.
I don't know of anybody who's ever climaxed on a text with somebody in a foreign country, but I do know people who masturbate when they're imaging somebody else in their own bed.
Stay there for a second. Steve, hi, how are you?
Hey,
hang on,
wait. You say that's okay.
Wait there, Cormac and Jessica. Hang on, wait there. No, wait there, the two of you. Steve, hi.
Right. So maybe, just maybe, this is a private fantasy. You know, maybe that fantasy doesn't include his partner.
Why?
Which is absolutely fine. No, hold on a second. Don't ask why. That's up to him. Hold on a second, lads. I'm only on 2 seconds. It doesn't matter. It's not up to you to decide somebody else's goddamn fantasy. And for Jessica to turn around and say he couldn't love the woman, Jessica, who gets to determine what love is?
There you're talking.
Steve, you must be missing the same brain cell as Cormac.
I'll ask you the same question again.
I wouldn't change a thing about Kira. I love her to bits. I wouldn't ask her to change anything about her.
Jesus, that's
but
not
I'm
what
not,
I said.
I'm not
who
going
gets
to, go
to determine who?
Okay, well, no, hang on, both of you, because we're talking over each other. Steve, we all know what love is. We all know what love is about.
Okay, do you?
Yeah, of course we do. I mean, when you love somebody, you have respect for that person. You prioritize that person in your life. That person, you are faithful to that person and exclusive to that person when it comes to intimacy.
Says who? You?
That's the rules of intimacy. That's the rules of marriage. That's the rules of being in a relationship.
Niall, give me a goddamn second to get a fucking word in, will you? For Christ's sake. you were giving out the comic for interrupting. Now you're doing the exact same thing. You don't get to determine what somebody else's love is. That's selfish of you to even think that you could do that, Niall. Because what I would dare you and Jessica, to describe what love is without using another emotion. Go for it.
I can do that. My hand is up. I can do that.
Without using another emotion. Go for it.
Right, I can do that. love is when you feel like connected.
You can't
with
feel.
Someone. You don't want to talk to anyone else in a sexual or dirty manner because you feel this connection to this one person. Unless you're in one of them weird truffle and quadruple yokes, and that's just a whole other thing in itself. You feel like this is your person. This is your soulmate. Which
but it's okay if you masturbate to someone else.
Hang on, Steve. For the last fucking time, because you have me annoyed now. I honestly think you're just having selective hearing. Masturbating to porn is not as
bad. Oh, please don't answer that again. Please don't.
Speaking out communication with somebody else. I don't know how.
Stop saying masturbation.
Well, what else do you want me to say, Steve?
Ignore the question completely.
If it was a euro for every time the word masturbation was mentioned tonight, I'd be a millionaire by now.
Absolutely. But here's the thing, Jessica. Okay, so let me point out what you said, right? So you said that you feel a connection. So that's your personal idea of love. You do not, as a human... Let me finish. Stop interrupting. You do not get to.
Oh, piss off!
Hold on. Can you both all stop talking at the same time? Because it's no good for the listeners. Nobody can hear anything that's been said. Jessica, just wait till he finishes what he has to say, and then I'll let you respond. Go ahead,
Jessica. You do not get to determine love for another human being. That is not your job. Your job is to take care of your version of love. I can easily love somebody and have sex with somebody else. That is not a problem to me.
No, hang on. With respect, Steve, there is a universal acceptance of what respect and love is when you're in a relationship.
Hold on a second. That's not with respect, Niall. Don't run down my version of love, or I'll run down your version.
No, but hang on. You can love someone whatever way you want. If you think loving somebody means that you can go off and do what you want with other people, that's perfectly fine. That's your version of love, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But all I said to you is there is a universal version of what love and respect for your partner is, and that doesn't fit.
There's a universal notion.
Universal notion, if you want, of what love and respect is, and that doesn't fit into it.
Okay, no, hold on. No, you're right. It doesn't fit into it, Niall, but I can promise you this. You know this as a man, that the vast majority of men who are deeply in love with their wives could easily go out and dip their wick tomorrow night if they thought they could get away with it.
Yeah, but then they don't love them.
That's bullshit. That's absolute bullshit.
Jessica, do you believe... Well, you're in a gay relationship, so it makes no difference, Jessica. But do you believe the majority of men would dip their wick, as he says, if they got the opportunity, even though they're supposed to love their wives?
Do you know what? Call me naive. I would like to think not. I would like to think that there are still gentlemen out there, like yourself, Niall, because the way you talk about your wife, it's honestly nice to hear. Like, I'd like to think that there still are gentlemen out there that they love their wives, or they love their partners, they love their girlfriends, they wouldn't want anyone else. Because that, to me, is true love. That is to me that you found They say it's your other half for a reason.
But you know what? Here's the thing. That's a woman's version of love. And this is the way men have to behave.
God.
Yes, now hold on a second. Let me finish. That is a woman's version of love, because, like I said,
it's my version
of
it too.
Majority,
I just point out, I'm not a woman.
Yeah, no, because you've been poisoned. Because your mind has been poisoned.
Oh, poisoned. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is what women expect from you. Yes. Yeah. This is what women expect. This is the version of.
I'm not
love
a real man,
expect.
Jessica. It seems I've been poisoned.
Niall, I'll fucking hang up. Simple.
Go ahead.
Hang on. Cormac has words of wisdom here. Cormac.
Can I say this?
Yeah, say what you want.
This man, Steve, is talking facts. The rest of it is all theory. No. If a man goes out and dips his wick, who's he dipping it with? There's married women out in the prowl in this city every night of the week teasing married men. And this girl knows it. And the reason that most married men dip their wick is because it's available from married women. And that's the fact.
Well, I can tell you, this goes for men too, Cormac, because if my wife was sex texting some stranger, or indeed not stranger, somebody she knew, and I found out about it, that'd be the end of the relationship. I'd feel cheated. Of course I would. Of course.
Very insecure. Well, I think
betrayed. You'd feel betrayed.
So insecure.
I think that's a very narrow-minded, approach to take to your relationship.
Sorry, Jessica, what are you saying?
I heard Steve there go and say, oh, how insecure. How is that insecure? It's not insecurity. It's common decency that if you're with someone
insecurity?
And you decide to be together, that you don't go off with anyone else. You don't go texting dirty things to anyone else. It's just common decency.
In your relationship.
If you do want to go off with other people, then end it. It's simple.
Hold on a second. Let me just point out the magic word here that you're missing. The magic word is fantasy. What does fantasy mean? Make believe, not real. It is a fantasy to do these things. It's okay to want things. It's okay to imagine these things.
But it's not a fantasy, Steve. The person on the other end of the phone that's sex texting you back and saying, yeah, I'd love you to take me into the forest and do that to me. They're a real person.
Fantasy becomes reality.
It's not going to happen. It's a fantasy.
But how long before
what if it was AI?
Answer me that.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. Say that again.
How long before the fantasy, because thinking about it can never just be enough, like it's human nature, how long before the fantasy can't be enough and it needs to be made reality? Then it
depends on the individual. Depends on the individual. Some people maybe are just... Some people, maybe it is just a fantasy and it'll be a fantasy forever. Others may act upon it. But if those people act upon their weak impulses, then it's no longer a fantasy. It is now actual cheating and now you have something to complain about.
Sorry, Cormac. Oh, hang on. Cormac wants to get his word in there again. Sorry, Cormac. Go ahead.
I just think, when the fantasy becomes reality, then the relationship with their partner is over. And nobody would dispute that. But
if we're all wrong, if you and Steve are correct, and we all have the wrong idea of what love is all about, relationship is all about, why do the majority of relationships end when one person is unfaithful?
Being texting people in a fantasy is not being unfaithful.
It's a woman's version of love, is it? So Steve, obviously as a gay man, it's a different situation for you because you don't get a woman involved, you have two men involved. But if your boyfriend, you know, I don't know whether you have one at the moment, but if your boyfriend was on Grindr, you know, flirting up with other fellas and chatting to other fellas on Grindr, maybe not even meeting them, just chatting to them on Grindr, would you be pissed off?
If it boosts his ego and he's not going to act upon it, why would I care less? I'm not that insecure. I'm not that insecure to give a shite whether he's chatting to somebody 1,000 miles away. Correct. I don't care.
Good man.
An open relationship isn't a real relationship.
Yeah, you're right. I wouldn't want to be in a relationship like Steve's and Cormac's, to be honest with you. I got to go to a break. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number, by the way, is 087-188-0008. It started with a kiss, because that's a song, isn't it? An email from a wife who found messages on her husband's phone, sexy kind. A woman they had met 2 years ago on holidays, but she lives in the UK. So, and he's saying, look, it's just a fantasy. It was just sex talk. It's all over now, you know, it's grand. And she's saying, no, not at all. And she's asked her friends. And one of her friends said, well, you know, I don't think it's cheating, you know. It's kind of, you should turn a blind eye to it. It's not a big deal. Is it a big deal? What would you do if you found your partner was sex texting somebody on another continent, for example? Randomly sex texting them, what things they'd like to do to them. Fantasies, maybe. Cormac seemed quite clear about the fantasies he was talking about there. Yes, sorry, Jane.
I just have to correct you. You know it's sexting, not sex texting.
Is it the same thing, isn't it? Sexting is just an abbreviation of sex texting.
You're just giving away your age there. It's sexting.
But can I not just say sex texting because I'm a little bit older?
You can, yeah, you can. Yeah.
That's just sexting is just an abbreviation, isn't it, of sex texting?
It is. Okay. But you say both those words if you want to.
You're such an aegis. If you found your partner sex texting somebody on another continent, do you consider it cheating? Let me know what you think. See, we've started off a national debate now, a national row. Niall, I did have a lot of respect for Steve, but I've now just lost it again, as I thought the man would be faithful, at least in a relationship. Clearly not. He doesn't have any scruples whatsoever. I think we all have, as you say rightly, Niall, a universal description, an idea of what love is, although no one can really define it. I think we do have a universal acceptance that it is about exclusivity within a relationship. It's a fair point, Steve, isn't it? Let me go back to Steve. It's a fair point, Steve. Look, that's your opinion, Steve. You're entitled to it, right? But there, you have to accept there is a universal understanding of what a relationship is about.
Okay, right. So what you're saying to me is, I have to accept the way other people...
No, you don't. No, you can do what you want.
That's what you're saying.
No,
that's
you,
what you're
no,
saying.
No, no, no,
what
no,
you just
no,
asked
no,
me to accept.
No, 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 no. You're missing the point. You can have whatever sort of relationship you want. You can have a relationship with a lad, and the two of you can go off and bang as many people as you want. You can sex text as many people as you want. You can do what you want. But you must admit that for other people, not you, obviously, and you can do what you want. I'm not telling you how to live your life. You must admit that as the world, you know, and relationships go, there's a universal understanding of what exclusivity in a relationship is.
No, Niall. There's a universal narrative. That's what's out there. The universal narrative.
So they're all wrong and you're right. Is that what you're saying?
No, Jesus Christ almighty. You know what? You remember you were on that, what was it, radio station? They was talking, your man kept interrupting you.
Oh, yeah, that was Kieran Cuddy.
Yeah, I know how that feels, Niall. I know exactly how that feels.
Mm, do you? Go on, finish what you were saying. Anyway.
There's a universal narrative out there that this is the way that love should be. But we all know, Niall, that the way love should be has been determined by the female species. They're the ones who write the Mills and Boone's novels and all that crap, you know, and the love and the romance and the White Wedding Day and all that type of stuff. Mm. That's all women's doing, and that's what we're expected to accept. But beneath it all, we all know the goddamn truth that the vast majority of men would have no problem having sex if they thought they could get away with it. And that's the key thing. If they thought they could get away with it.
So you're telling me the vast majority of married men in relationships, if they could randomly bang anybody they wanted on a nightly basis, they would do it.
Yeah.
The only reason they don't is because it's universally accepted that you just don't do that by women.
Well, let me ask you a question, Niall, right? This is obviously a hypothetical. Let's say you could click your fingers and you appeared in an alternate universe. Would you have sex with somebody there?
What's an alternate? I don't understand what you mean. Where I'm not married and everything else.
No, you're just visiting an alternate universe where there's when you pop back here, there'll never, ever, ever be a chance of you being found.
Because I love my partner. I have no interest in having sex with anybody else except her.
Do you know what, Niall? Hold on a second. You know, monogamy is a man-made word. We were never supposed to be monogamous.
I know. I'm well aware that monogamy is a sacrifice. Yes, I'm well aware of that.
What we should do is we should sacrifice our personal satisfaction in this one life
But it's not only that. You don't only sacrifice your intimacy. You also sacrifice your independence to some degree as well, because you work as a team. You work as a couple together and respect each other. Stay there for a second. Stay there. David. Hi, David.
Niall, hi. I've heard about your sciatica. Have you had it properly checked out?
My sciatica. I've been to numerous doctors over the years in relation. I even had a CT scan about 7 years ago, which identified the three discs at the bottom of my back, which are knackered. They're squished.
L3 and L4.
Yeah, I'm not too sure what the numbers of them, but I have a
CT
scan.
It's all the monogamous sex you're having.
Yeah, it's all the monogamous sex. Yeah, so but thankfully, Dave, it only affects me maybe badly once every 2 years, you know, for some strange reason. But I have never experienced what I experienced last night. Never.
Have you been doing a lot of driving lately?
No, not really. No.
Okay.
But I do sit down a lot because I'm sitting down, you know, obviously now I'm work and I do the podcast during the day where I'm sitting down. And because I'm sitting down doing the podcast and I'm on video, I have to sit up straight all the time. So, you know.
Your good lady needs to exercise your lower back more.
Oh, okay. So I get her to give it a massage, will I?
No, that's not what I was thinking.
Okay. I'll speak to her about that later, David. Anyway, but by the way, David, you know, I went to the hospital last night because I was in such excruciating pain. And thankfully, the pain is all gone. I'm dosed up at medication at the moment. The pain is gone. But I have this strange numbness in my left thigh. And it feels like my skin, well, if I touch it, I could nearly stick a pin in it. Do you know, like, you can pinch your cheek when you're getting your tooth out? Do you know, the injection?
Yeah, well, that's your trapped nerves in the spine.
Right, it's a bizarre feeling. It's not sore, it just feels a bit warm or something.
I had all of this back in 2015.
Yeah.
And it actually caused me to collapse when I was carrying, I picked up something heavy and I went down like a Thunderbird with my strings cut. And I went to see a surgeon in the CUH, a guy called Sullivan, and he got an MRI done, and basically what was happening was the bone, osteoporosis or whatever it's called, the bone was growing across the hole in the spine, cutting off the spinal cord.
Okay, right.
And he cleaned all that out, and he had me on the frigging slab at 9 o'clock one Friday morning, Friday the 31st of July 2015, and I was in the pub drinking Murphy's by 10:30, listening to a fabulous young singer, Nicole Maguire. I don't know if you've heard of
her. And it hasn't happened to you since, no?
No, I had the operation and it was cured. All sorted.
Okay. I must look into it a bit deeper because I can't put up with it. I couldn't do what I did last night again.
No,
if somebody had said to me last night, I'll saw your leg off, that would have suited me perfectly last night.
Yeah, but it was exactly that. When with the pressing of the nerves, Your leg goes completely numb, and as you say, you can stick a carving knife through your leg and not feel a thing.
Okay, but I'll get back to the topic at hand. So Steve doesn't accept the universal, you know, understanding of what love is. Obviously,
Steve has a very, very, very poor. Yes, there are indeed chaps like that he's talking about who will play away at every opportunity. You know, Daniel Craig, he was a classic, wasn't he?
Mm.
He nailed every co-star he could.
Yeah. Then again, he is James Bond, so I suppose.
Well, that was before he was Bond. That was before he was Bond. I think the vast majority of people are faithful. If everything's happy in a relationship, you will be faithful. But there's nothing wrong with flirting.
Mm. Is there anything wrong with sex texting?
Well, that's flirting, more than flirting, isn't it?
Is it? It's a bit more than flirting, isn't it?
Well, when your good lady, was it Zoe, she said sex texting, I said, I'm 65, can you translate that into English?
Yeah, well, I mean, basically, he's texting a woman on the other side of the planet that he has no intention of meeting, but, you know, obviously, dirty talk, you know. I'd love to do this to you, and I'd love to feel your hair, and I'd love to stick it in there, and I'd love to, you know, tie you up here. And she's going, yeah, I'd love you to do that to me too. And yeah.
Well, the talking dirty, jeepers, I believe there are some phone lines that you can pay, premium phone lines that you can pay.
Why would you pay?
they used to have them in the 60s.
What was that ad that used to be on the radio? Girls all over Ireland are waiting to take your calls. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, but so you don't consider that cheating, David, no?
No, absolutely not. No, it's just...
Oh, for Jesus' sake.
So, Niall, do you know what? Sorry, lads. I'm just reading a quick statistic there. Statistics show that 44% of people cheat on their partner. 44%.
Yeah, that's quite a lot,
They're the ones who are admitting it.
They're the ones who get caught.
Admitting it.
Yeah.
Men and women.
Men and women. Thanks, yes. Comic, for sharing that with us. Yeah.
Yes, men and women. My point being is, you know, as what's up, David just said there a second ago, that the vast majority of people stay, you know, with their partner monogamous. Okay, maybe the majority do stay with their partner, but what I said is if they got the opportunity and they would never be caught.
Ask David your question. David, are you married right now? No.
No. I'm very. I'm happy.
You'll get an honest answer.
Okay, I'm happy. Are you in a relationship at all?
No, I'm very happy.
Excellent.
Okay, you were at one stage married. Okay, I want you.
I have been married, yes, and I got somebody to solve that problem.
Okay, so think back to when you were happily married. Okay, just after you got married. Okay,
that was it. I realized almost the first night. The first night back from the honeymoon, I realized it was a disaster.
Oh, there's no point in asking you this question. So
the best contraception is wedding cake.
That's pointless. Yeah, sorry, Cormac. What are you trying to say? Can I ask you the question? Cormac, are you married?
You can, yeah.
Are you married?
Niall, I'm going to answer that question now. And I fear you're one of my heroes that you're becoming subject to the woke philosophy.
Okay,
permeating the globe. You had the audacity to say to Steve and I, you'd hate to be in a relationship like us. Now,
yeah.
Do you know anybody who's 53 years married and in love with the same woman for 53 years?
No, you, Cormac.
Do you know anybody?
You.
Do you know anybody?
No, I must know you. Is it that person?
Yes.
Okay.
That's me.
Okay. Cormac, stop for a second. Just hold on.
Yeah.
So you're married 53 years?
Yes.
Okay. Jeez, you're no spring chicken, Cormac. I thought you were younger.
I've 12 grandchildren and 3 adult children, and I've been faithful to my wife for my whole life. Now,
that's perfect. You're the perfect candidate for this, right? So I'm going to ask you Steve's question. Yeah. All right. So you're away for a weekend in Turkey or somewhere, right?
Say Thailand.
Thailand. Okay, Thailand. Thousands of miles away.
I'm a golfer.
Okay, you like a bit of golf. You're over in Thailand playing a few rounds, right? And this stunning-looking woman, there's no one else there, no lads that can snitch on you, you know, because you know yourself, you know, lads squeal. No lads. Yeah. And you're in this bar, and this stunning-looking 27-year-old Thai girl comes down.
I've been there.
Okay, and she goes, Cormac, you and me upstairs. Half an hour, whatever it takes.
I've resisted it for 76 years. But, let me tell you, if any group of golfers or women who go abroad to Thailand tell you they're going for the quality of the golf course, you're living in South Cuckoo. You're living in South Cuckoo, Mal. I'm giving you the benefit of 76 years observation of men's behaviour and women's behaviour abroad.
Okay.
And none of them would turn it down.
But you did.
Yes, I have.
See, hang on. Steve, you said would turn it down. He did.
No, I didn't. I said the majority.
I said the majority.
I never said no.
For you to say to Steve and I, you'd hate to be in a relationship like ours, I would hope you'd be in a relationship like mine.
Well, no, I am in a relationship like yours because, Cormac, I wouldn't do it either.
You're becoming subject to the woke theory of social behavior, whereby you make judgments on other people's concept of love and fidelity. Because a man has a fantasy does not mean that he's
So 53 years married, Cormac. You know, you're still a man. You still have a little bit of testosterone running around your body, okay?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, actually, interestingly enough, scientists have now come up with a theory in relation to men's testosterone starts to reduce at the age of 30 up to about 65 or 70. And then for some reason, the testosterone starts to increase again, but they don't know why. So anyway, the point is, you still got a lot of that old testosterone, Cormac. So do you fantasize about other women?
If I see a picture on page 3 of the Sun every morning, I say to myself, Jesus, that's some looking bird. I wouldn't mind having sex with her, but I don't do it.
You'd like to get 4 a hole in one.
Yeah, exactly.
Hang on, but your missus didn't hear you saying that. Stay there, Cormac and Steve and David, who are all of the same mindset. Siobhan, hi, how are you?
I'm good, Niall. How are you?
Good. It says here on the screen, they're pigs. Who's pigs?
She said to me, if you don't come on and tell them they're all pigs. I said, they are pigs. What's wrong with them all? And Cormac is doing so well. I was only wishing I'd met him 76 years ago. And then he said about the page 3 thing and ruined it all.
I'm listen, I'm not finished yet.
So, Siobhan, is it cheating if you catch your man sex texting some stranger?
Yeah.
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 He's gone,
if
is
I
he?
Caught, yeah. He's wait, before he's gone, he's going to sing like a soprano. I can guarantee you that. 100%. Of course it's cheating. Gone. Absolutely gone. I told you about the time I caught my ex-husband. And when I caught him, remember with the conservatory furniture and all that?
What was he doing? And remind us again, what was he doing with the conservatory furniture?
Hold on, this is getting out of his touch.
What was he? Remind us what he was doing with the conservatory furniture.
Well, do you remember I told you I caught him on a website and he'd gone to England for the day, blah, blah, blah. So when he came home, I loaded up the laptop and I said to him, "Is that you?" And he said, "No." And I said, "Well, that's mad because whoever he is, his mother has got the same conservatory furniture as your mother. And my God, she's also got the same pictures of you and your sister on her windowsill. Isn't that mad?" And then,
what was he doing?
Then I just said, well, he wasn't doing anything. He just had put the picture that he'd put up of himself. Was in the conservatory, yeah?
His profile picture, Steve, on the site.
Yeah.
What site had he put his picture up on?
Oh, it was like marriedaffairs.com. It was absolutely what his intention was, you know? And he was about 39 at the time, and he put his age as 35. I said, we are having a laugh there because he does look 35.
And did he put a picture of his tackle up?
We'd have to get up early.
No, he didn't.
Go ahead,
he
sir.
He didn't do that, no, but he put up what his likes and dislikes were.
Siobhan. Dislikes my wife.
Siobhan, let me ask you a question there. If you don't mind, I'll ask you a question. Have you ever confirmed whether he did or didn't actually have an affair?
Yes.
So he did an affair, yes?
He had several. Now, he had lots and lots, but two of the girls I got in touch with, they both ended up being very nice, but initially one of them was real frosty. She said to me, "You're either his wife or his girlfriend." I said, I'm his wife, yeah.
Well, you confirmed that he had an affair, which is absolutely fine, and you want to kick his ass out for doing that, that's completely up to you. But what I would say is I wouldn't be giving people advice that if they catch somebody doing something like this, like putting up photographs or sexting, to throw away years of a marriage and loving one another over a little bit of jealousy.
Well, why is it me throwing away? If I tell him to get out, he's already thrown it away. Why is it me throwing it away?
If he has the affair, not for the fantasy.
Oh, yeah, if he does it, he's gone. And I said it to him. I said, "That's it, you're leaving. I'll see you later." And he was gone the next day.
Okay, well, then let me ask you this much. If you were in a relationship now for 15 years and you caught your guy sexting another woman in, we'll say, Thailand again, would you dump his ass for that?
Yeah, he's gone.
Okay, so you would throw away all those years of love just over a message, over a fantasy.
It's not just a message, though, is it? It's the disrespect.
It is.
It's that love to me, Stephen, is respect.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Never, Siobhan, never ever underestimate a man's ability to be able to love a woman and just simply see another woman as a bit of me.
Correct.
Yeah. If he's picking up the phone and texting her, making a laugh out of me, he's gone. If I'm at home looking after his home and his children, and he's sitting in the bathroom texting some skank in Thailand about
that's
what he wants
call
to do with her while I'm...
Yeah,
then he's gone. He's already gone.
You can
let
do
me
that.
Make a comment.
Yeah, sorry, Cormac.
Please, let me make a
comment. Cormac, go ahead. Yeah, Cormac. It's David saying now this.
I want to say to that lovely lady, most people on the web seeking sex by text are women, married women.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's not bullshit.
No. The majority of the people on the web who are looking for sex are probably men.
Have you ever seen an ad on the web by a man seeking sex? It's all from women.
That's because they don't.
All
no, hold
from
on.
Women.
No, that's completely. Jane, do a little bit of survey there, okay? You know, men versus women on what a dating websites, I assume.
20% versus 14%, Niall.
What?
20% of men, 14% of women.
Yeah, it's more men than it is women, Cormac.
All right, well, I apologise.
Steve has just done the research. It's grand.
It's not very far adrift, is it?
Oh, it's a fair bit adrift, in fairness.
So this lovely lady portraying men as the perpetrators. It's
but they are.
Erroneous.
But they are. But no, don't get me wrong. Women are perpetrators as well. But primarily it's men.
So we're both perpetrators.
Yeah, primarily men.
No, it's not primarily men. I don't accept the statistic of 13% based on my access to the web. If you go onto the web,
do you go onto the web yourself, Cormac?
Of course, I'm on the web. But every time I turn on the web, I'm getting ads from women to connect with them for sex.
They're not real.
I asked Cormac a question.
I have never got a text from a man to connect for
Cormac.
Sex.
Okay, hang on. Jane wants to interject here, my producer.
I need to figure something out. Cormac, these women that you're talking about, are they like popping up in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen?
No,
and are they saying things like...
No, they are not. They are coming through on Google. They're coming through on X. And they're coming through on Facebook.
They're coming through on TikTok. But they wouldn't be like an ad.
And they're coming through on Instagram.
Jesus, Cormac is on everything.
I think there's something happening.
And in fact, they're coming through on LinkedIn, a business site. Now, I have never had a text from a man seeking sex on any of those sites.
I'm on LinkedIn. I've never, ever seen sex on LinkedIn. It's for business.
There's a good reason for that. The reason for that is that the algorithms that do the search, when you sign on, your information will be uploaded to the web, and so that the web will be picking up stuff relevant to you.
Or
yeah,
maybe,
that's what I'm saying.
You know
I've
what?
Never seen it on LinkedIn.
Maybe.
I've never saw sex on the web. That is absolute nonsense.
But no, do you know what?
I've never said you saw sex on the web.
Maybe Cormac is very, very handsome.
You're saying that the algorithm picks up my preferences.
The algorithm picks you up as a man, and by the stuff you shove in, and you have put in, any details you
what
put
stuff?
In.
The only stuff I put in is access to general knowledge and business.
It's targeted advertising based on your gender.
Yeah. Well, it's also based on what you search for on a regular basis.
It's targeted advertising by females.
Yeah, and what sort of pictures are coming up? Can you describe them, Cormac, the pictures that are coming up?
Yes,
sorry,
I
Siobhan.
I can describe them.
Yeah, yeah.
You get pictures of women in underwear, giving you their email addresses or their text or their telephone numbers, and they specify that you have to pay for it.
Can you send us a screenshot?
Go, Siobhan, you go on the web. You go on the web every now and again. Do you get pictures of men coming up in their underwear? I mean, looking with their email addresses, looking for you. Do you get those pictures as well?
Have you ever seen a man in his underwear advertising for sex? No. No, you
haven't. No. We don't get any of that.
Go on to TikTok tonight and see what you see.
Cormac, I've been on TikTok loads of times and I've never seen any women with their underwear coming up on us.
Are you joking me, Niall?
I'm not. I swear to God. I go on TikTok and all that comes up on my TikTok is funny videos of people falling over and all sorts of silly stuff like that.
All I see on TikTok is pornography.
Niall, are you telling me you've never seen those ads where a granny pops up on your screen and says, grannies in your area want to be you-know-what?
Thank you very much.
No, the only place you see those kind of ads are usually on porn sites, not TikTok.
Hold on.
I have never seen an ad on TikTok for grannies in your area want to be whatever.
I've never seen it on TikTok.
It doesn't come up on my
end. Not only are they on TikTok, they're on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Jane, you're on all those social media things. Have you ever seen an ad for grannies on TikTok are looking for you now?
I haven't.
Or granddads?
No, never. But Cormac, would you send a screenshot?
I'm going to send you a copy of 50 of them tonight, Niall.
I need to see
Jane wants to see them.
For research.
Siobhan, do you get that kind of stuff coming up on your TikTok?
Never.
No.
Never, ever, ever. Never.
It must be the algorithms.
Listen, I have to go to a break. Listen, thanks a lot, all of you, by the way. It's been lovely talking to you all. You too, Cormac, Siobhan, Steve, David, everybody got involved in that conversation.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.